Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, this is part two of a discussion about risk with Pete Wicks and Lindsay Kane. So obviously as a comedian, risk is part of my DNA, going out every night, saying these days it's getting riskier, it's getting scarier, but that is part of comedy, is going right to the edge of taste and decency. And what winds me up is a lot of people, like I do an interview with The Star or The Sun, they go, oh, fucking up, it's impossible to be a fucking comic now, isn't it? Can't say anything. I'm like, mate, get in a time machine to 1980, comedians were still at the edge, pushing, getting in trouble. It's just that the edge is in a different place now.
Do you think that's more to do with kind of social media now and people?
Possibly.
Do you know what I mean? Because social media makes everything a fucking big deal, doesn't it?
It like accelerates you can do, it.
Yeah, exactly. So it reaches a wider audience. And then I always think with social media, a lot of the time, you know, someone will not like someone, and then people, they don't necessarily have an opinion, but will have an opinion because someone they like doesn't like it, so then they'll jump on the fucking bandwagon.
Correct,
yeah. And then catches, suddenly, and actually catches. They don't really give a shit. It's not really, but actually it's good for me to go, no, that's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you don't
yeah,
really
yeah.
think it is.
Agreed. But if you haven't actually breached what society believes on a fundamental level, you will continue working. And I, even though there's an accelerant and a petrol on the situation via social media, I don't believe it's harder to be a comedian. I believe it's all, I bet if you went about 100 years to a Victorian music hall, it'd be like, right, it's a nice crowd. You can't do this. You can't say that. The songs mustn't have this in. No reference to this. No reference to fucking in the 40s. No reference to the war. We're not talking about that. It's no different. So, Linz, go on. Where is your risks you wouldn't take? I know you hate heights. We just watched this movie. It's on Netflix. Netflix at the moment called Fall, about two girls. Lindsay's feet. I didn't know feet could sweat.
Is it any good?
Oh, mate, if you don't like heights, you shit yourself all the way through it.
It's like a horror film.
Yeah, but the problem I have with it, it's just two birds on a pole. How interesting can that be for an hour and a half?
Well, you've seen a lot of that
in
your
time. Yeah, I was going to say, normally when that's the title, I'm done after 30 seconds. I don't understand why I've got an hour and a half of it.
Pete tried watching it and he threw money at the telly.
They're not dancing.
No, it's proper scary.
Yeah, so the older I'm getting... Like, it's really weird because obviously we get to travel a lot with your work and stuff. And the older I'm getting, the more scared I am of actually going on an aeroplane.
So physical risk is going... A social risk, your threshold is going down.
Yeah, so I don't give a fuck.
The risk of extinction of life is
yes.
going up. Like,
yes.
Oh, my God, when am I going to die? What if I get cancer? What about an aeroplane? That's increasing.
Yeah, and I would... Like, my dad the other week was like, oh, I'm going to want to do skydive. And I'm like, my dad's the least risk-taking person. And he's just really chilled. And I'm like, you want to do a skydive? Like, that's insane. Like, what if... I just can't get my head around why anyone would jump out of a plane.
Has that level of fear for taking them sort of risks increased since you've had kids?
Mine has. Even if I'm in Ibiza, I'm like, no, I won't have a shot. What if I slipped over and cracked my head open because I did a Zambuca, I've got a child? You know, even on that going out level...
Really?
I'll drink a bit less.
Oh, I'm not, though. I'm the opposite. I'm like, oh, I need it to numb me.
You'd throw up in 20 seconds flat, pussy on.
No, excuse me.
Shot.
No.
Lizzie, did you just say you need it to numb you?
Yeah.
that's only on rumpy pumpy nights.
I'm being honest. It's fucking hard being a parent. It
she
is
needs
hard.
That and a couple of ibuprofen, you know what I mean?
Oh, fuck me.
No, it's really interesting that there's that like inverse relationship to risk. So your physical risk of extinction is increasing, but yours hasn't been. So maybe it is a kid's thing.
But I've never really had that. I've never really had like a fear of kind of physical risk. I don't know why. I just want to fucking try everything and do everything. And do you know what I mean? It is what it is. But does that, I don't know if that comes into belief of when you start going down the route of, do you believe in fate and all that sort of crap? You know what I mean?
Do you think your fear is falling in love?
No, it's someone telling him what to do on his Friday night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've established that. Do you know what my biggest fear probably is? My biggest fear is probably failure. And failing at things, and actually, but then that kind of coincides with the fact that I feel like, you know, you've got to be in it to win it, and if you don't take a risk to involve yourself in something, then that is a failure in itself. You know what I mean?
I think the failure is when you don't take the risk, and that's so sad.
Yeah, that quote: you fail every shot you don't take.
I think that's the thing. If you don't take the risk of doing whatever it may be, then you failed. Full stop. Yeah. You know, whereas if you take a risk, there's a chance that it might not fail. And that's what I mean by you've got to be in it to win it. If you don't even put yourself in the game, then you've failed already, haven't you? You've fucking lost. Exactly. So that's probably why I'm a bit of a risk taker with stuff, is because I would rather fail but giving it my best fucking shot than have not bothered at all and then worried about it for the rest of my life thinking, I should have done that, should have done that, should have done that.
You don't have kids, do you, Pete?
Not that he knows of.
Not that I know of.
No, exactly. Can't get pregnant through the face. No, you're of the age where a lot of your friends will have kids now, and I don't know if you're an uncle or anything like that. Are you an uncle yet?
I am an uncle, yeah, I've got, but I don't think anyone would trust me to be a godfather. I keep asking for it.
No, but I'm interested in your opinion, because you're, in a way, it's good because you've got one guest with kids, one without, on letting children take risks. There's a division in our family. Lindsay's dad, if he sees Minna, and there's definitely sexism here, there's massive sexism here. This has been studied. It was studied, but it was a Spanish study. They looked through a glass with people with their newborns. These are babies that were hours old. And the parents of male children were already letting the arms and legs, hey, come on, tiger. And the female newborn, wrapped tightly, well, princess. Within minutes, women are being told, take less risks. My father-in-law, if he sees Minna climb on a chair, even though she's only going to fall on grass, he's like, she's going to fall over, Lindsay. And Lindsay's like, let her fall, Dad. What's the worst that can happen? He's like, all right, then. She breaks her legs. Her life's in a wheelchair. What a good fucking lesson that is.
Lindsay, is your dad Johnny it. Vegas? Yeah. Fucking hell, Lindsay.
So Lindsay and her dad clash because Lindsay wants Minna to fall over, cut her fucking knee, learn a lesson, and don't be so silly next time. Whereas her dad doesn't want her to take that risk in the first place. And you do wonder, were it a boy, would it be different? Who knows?
Yeah, listen, I don't have kids, obviously, but for me, like, you know, the way I was brought up, it was just fucking get on with it. Do you know what I mean? There wasn't really any fucking fear of me doing anything. However, I did have a sister and it was very different. And I think actually, even when I've been around my friends' kids and that, I'm the one fucking about with, like, you know, doing stupid stuff with like the geezers and whatever else. But they're little girls, I'm like too scared. I'm like, oh God, you know, be careful. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I naturally do that anyway. Yeah. And I think if I was a father, I would 100% be like, I'd want my son to be a little fucker who's going to get fucking, you know, fall off shit and fucking toughen him up and all that crap. But if I had a little girl, I'd just be like, oh, it's the princess. Do you know what I mean?
Like Russell, that's what you've been.
I think I'd naturally just be like that, and whether that's right or wrong.
In a way, it should almost be the other way around, because you would want your little girl to be tough, because she's going to be the one that more likely to be in a situation where she's going to need her wits about her, right?
I think sometimes people are just more protective over kids that are girls than they are kind of guys. I mean, you protect, obviously, it's your kid, and, you know, not saying that you just fucking, you know, send your fucking son off to the streets at five, but, like, you're a bit more like, oh, yeah, go and go out and play with your fucking mates or do whatever. But then if it's your little girl, you wouldn't do it. I know when I was younger, it was, you know, I used to leave the house at fucking 8 o'clock in the morning at the weekends, and I'd come back when it got start getting dark, and it wouldn't be like, oh God, where is he? Where is he? Oh, he's fine.
I mean, my favourite, on a physical level, my favourite one is the allergy argument. You just saw, actually, just in the news this week, the best thing you can do is give your four-month-old weaning child tiny bits of peanut and shellfish, as it literally makes them more likely to develop the antibodies to not have an allergy, right? Before Minna was weaned, I was dipping the dummy in peanut butter in prawn stock, because I know a child can't have a shock reaction at four, so you get it in the system.
Oh,
the least allergic children in the United Kingdom, the least allergic are the ones that grew up in the dirtiest environments, farms. for example. If your child grows up with a dog or a cat in the house, they're going to have 50% less likely to get allergies. So we were sterilizing Minna's bottle, and then I'd look on the floor and my pug was licking the dummy. I'm like, this is insane. So we just stopped sterilizing the bottle when she got to a year. Once they're past that, but the babies that grow up in the really physical risk averse, they're more likely to be snotty, wheezy and shit like that. That's the most basic example I can think of.
But that's why if you could talk to like your grandparents or whatever else, there weren't any of these fucking allergies back. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, no one really had any of that fucking crap back then. Like, no one really spoke about being celiac or being grunt or whatever else and all these different things. They just got on with it. And if it didn't fucking agree with them, they wouldn't eat it. But it wasn't like a big thing. So that's, do you know what I mean? Like, so that's quite an interesting point. I actually saw something, weirdly enough, talking about this on Twitter, which I still love. It's still my fucking favourite platform, Twitter. Absolutely love it. It's better than Instagram. It's just so many fucking idiots. Oh, there's so many idiots on Twitter. It's brilliant. It's a voyeur's dream, Twitter. Oh, yes, mate, it's fucking brilliant. But there was this thing in America of kids, really young kids, like kind of 3, 4, doing swimming lessons. And they do this thing where they just push them in. Just in case your kids ever fucking drown. So they're like 3, 4 years old and they just get them used to being in the water. So they just fucking throw them in and just hope for the best because they acclimatise. So when they get older, if they're ever in a position where, you know, it comes to drown, they sort of know what to do. Your body naturally thinks. And it looks awful. It looks awful because you basically got a geezer throwing a 3-year-old kid in a pool, which looks terrible. But they just sort of float and it's fine. And then they're less scared of the water. Do you know what I mean? And it's a similar thing like you were saying, which sounds fucking awful, but actually there's probably some logic in it.
Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Go on then, Liz. What do you think, people that don't let their kids take risks?
Is it my mantra or my sort of motto in life is, are you going to die? And if you're not going to die, lead them to it. That's how I think. I always say to my dad, is she going to die? No, well, leave her then. That's fine. She'll learn.
Yeah, but I imagine you have to stop asking that question past a certain age.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because any day now, do you know what I mean? Past 80, are you going to die? We just don't know.
It's not a perfect system, is it? She's on a ventilator. She's in a wheelchair. But
are you
going
to die?
The machine breathes for her, but she didn't die.
What are you like, Russell, then, with your daughter? Are you
a
really
complete pussy?
Are you?
No, I'm not with the climbing and things like that. I'm not. No, I back Lindsay on stuff like that. But I do expose her to more social risks.
Yeah.
So what I've noticed is there's a tendency when you have a child that if it's outgoing, you encourage the outgoing. And if it's shy, you push it behind the leg. It's all right, daddy will speak for you in the shop. Or you can be a rude little shit and not say, you know, thank you to the shopkeeper, hide behind mummy's leg. Whereas what you should do is the opposite. So my daughter's like me. So she needs reining in a bit on the showing off and the manners.
Yeah.
But on the occasion where she hides behind the leg, she's encouraged out. That is a risk for a child to come out from the parent and go and give, you know, go and be polite and say hello to their auntie who they've not seen. Not be forced. I got in trouble for talking about this on TV the other day, but I do believe, I'm not talking about forcing a child to kiss a relative. That's obviously weird and a bit fucked up, right? But you don't get to walk out of the room just because you're shy. You show respect to the adult. This is how human beings work. So on that sense, I do encourage Minna to take more social risks than other children. And it's paying off because she's a confident, verbally engaged, articulate child. Yes, I'm a pussy when she bats her eyelids and wants her own way. I know that. But so far as risk taking, I think I'm all right on that, don't you, Liz?
Yeah, no, you're good at trying to encourage that side of it.
But... we went to a day party in Ibiza, for God's sake. Yeah. And she was dancing in front of the speaker. She was five.
Yeah. No, you're right there. I'll let you have that.
We spoke a little bit about social media and we talk about it a lot. So I'm going to skip over there. I just want to finish on relationships and the idea that should a risk taker be with someone who is less risk averse? Is it dangerous when two risk takers get together? Do you need that balance?
Yeah, I think if you have two people who are kind of hell for leather risk takers, then that sounds to me like a fucking car crash.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Literally.
Like, because sometimes you need that kind of yin and yang, don't you? You need someone to be the logical one to go, actually, fucking think about this. Or if you're really impulsive and volatile with you know, making decisions, then you need someone to go, fucking hang on, think about it. If you're both like, fucking, yeah, let's fucking do it, bad shit's going to happen.
Yeah.
But then if you've got two safe, boring fuckers, then you're just...
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Then, the same the other way around.
Yeah, then you're just going to die in a little hole somewhere and no one will give a shit. Do you know what I mean? Like,
is risk-taking attractive to you, Pete? If you see a girl that's a bit like, yeah, I've got 20 grand left in the bank, I'm fucking putting it in, I think this Bitcoin's going to go. Or, yeah, let's go Cyprus, fuck it. I'll just tell my boss I'm sick. If I get caught, I'll get caught. Is it attractive?
I think risk-taking is attractive. But there's being a fucking idiot when it comes to risk taking. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And then there's people that are just believing what they say or believing what they do and are happy to fucking go with that and take the risk of, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not, I don't mean like absolute lunatics that want to play chicken with a car on date night. Do you know what I mean? That sort of risk taking is not for me. but if you've got people that are willing to take a risk to create something better in whatever field or whatever kind of environment that is, then I think that's quite attractive. Lindsay, is it attractive for women to find a bloke that's a risk taker or to have fucking steady eddies? Steady eddies a bit.
Go to Ocean Beach Club. The guy fucking doing his accounts, he's going home alone, isn't
he? Yeah, 100%.
Terry with a tag on his leg guy, and there's Guardi over there. Let's stick it up our nose.
Yeah, fucking Champagne Charlie.
You know, when I think about it, every boyfriend I've had have always had like a good job, or they're attempting to set up a business and start something. They would take it, you know, trying different things in business. So yeah, I suppose when I look back, every one of my boyfriends have been a risk taker in that sense.
So who do you think is more of a risk taker?
Lindsay has becoming the bigger risk taker out of the two of us. She's why I asked the age question. She's suddenly become this person. I'm going to start this health related business, whereas I'm the cautious one. We're launching Jolt and I'm going, oh, I don't want to be like the front of it. Oh, what if people think I'm just a comedian trying to show off that I know about science? I could get slated. Oh my God, what if people think I'm a bell end? And Lynn's like, fuck it, I'm doing it. Don't care what anyone thinks. So I think she's becoming the risk taker more.
Do you think that's changed then in your relationship where you were probably the risk, you were the risk taker and Lindsay, you were safer and now it's taking the lead?
Yes. Last question to you, Linz, because we're out of time. But do you think overall women take more risks in their relationships for their men? They're more likely to up sticks, ditch their jobs, move, give up on some of their red lines, take 100%, cheating or whatever?
Yeah, I definitely. I've had friends that have put up with cheating because it's just like it's easier. There's obviously other things that they've got, kids and marriage and stuff, so it's complicated. Or they may have given up their career. I'm not saying a lot of my friends, but I'm saying some in particular might have given up their career to have kids or whatever. So yeah, I definitely think that's a risk in itself, and women are more likely to take a risk and not work or obviously they have to carry the baby as well, so the man carries on. So I definitely think it's and I think that's why women are getting older now and they're having kids, because they want to sort of achieve a certain level within their workplace before they give up their life to then have a kid.
Final question to both of you, really, really quick one. You can both answer this. Pete, does it feel riskier to date a public figure than it does to date Joanne from Chelmsford? And also, does that affect how girls look at you?
I think it's definitely riskier to date someone in the public eye, just because if you're in the public eye yourself, then for whatever reason, people are just fucking so interested in what you're doing regardless. If you're also in a relationship with someone else from the public eye, it doubles that scrutiny on the relationship. So, you know, every relationship goes through ups and downs, but if they're both two separate kind of people in the public eye, everyone's just fucking bombarded with it. It's like a fucking, everyone wants to know about it. Whereas if you've got someone that is out of that way, it kind of grounds you, and I think it's a safer bet to do that because you can keep things, your relationship, more private.
Yeah.
What about intentions, Linz? I mean, obviously you had that experience of dating me. I mean, I wasn't like, I was only just sort of bubbling up, but I was still doing a bit of telly. Enough for your mum and dad were the ones that bought the tickets, they were following my work. Do you feel it's harder to know what someone's intentions are? And me being in the public eye, it was really hard to know what a girl's intentions were.
I think you've got to go with someone with your gut, haven't you? I mean, like, Pete, if you're single, I suggest going with, like, someone, you know, like a makeup artist or a hairdresser, that kind of...
That understands the industry.
Understands the industry. Yeah. Like, Davina McCall-Michael has been in hair industry, been doing her hair for 25 years, and he understands the industry, and that's how their relationship works. I'm makeup artist, and I understand it, where it's a really difficult and fucked up industry if you're not in it, for people to outside to understand, like, just to cancel because work's come up, you have to do it, you can't, you know, you've not got no choice. So, you know, so maybe that's a good road for you to go down. Don't know.
Yeah, I agree with that. Nice, thanks.
I'd go hairdresser personally out of the two.
Oh yeah.
Obvious reasons.
That would be ideal for me.
Yeah, there you go. Definitely.
Right. We're out of time. Thank you very much, Pete Wicks, Lindsay Kane. If you've come here as fans of either of these two, please do hang around, hit the subscribe button, take a risk on us, leave a 5-star review. Thank you very much for listening. I've been Russell Kane. I'm going to get my GHDs back because Pete borrowed them. See you later. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.